Good morning. This is Marco with Up There at Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, April 11th. First of all, we've got a short week this week with the Board of Trade closing for Good Holiday Friday, so there will be no trade on Friday. We're starting off the week a little bit higher in the corn and the wheat. Corn was up 6 cents Sunday night, 7.74¾. Wheat up 17.5 at 10.69. And beans down 7.5 at 16.81. Corn was higher. We had a sale this morning, 100.02 million metric tons of corn to China, 680 old, 340 new. So that's now the second big purchase of China in the last couple of weeks. And it looks like that's what helped the market higher. In addition to that, we've got cold, wet weather throughout much of the Midwest here. North Dakota is going to get a foot of snow, maybe more. Southern Canadian plains are going to get some snows. Ultimately, that's good. They need the moisture, but it's going to delay corn planting. And all throughout the Midwest, we've got colder than normal temperatures, so we tend to warm up a little bit here and there, but it's still going to be wet. So any real thoughts of early planting out here seem to be on hold for the time being, and we're missing opportunities as these days go by. I think that also helped support the corn market. The wheat up again. It looks like they've taken out some of the rains for Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. They were supposed to get rains in the eastern half of those states, and it now looks like this storm is pushing more east. But they should get some rain, but hard to tell how much, but not enough to satisfy the market here. We were up 17 cents overnight. It was a dime off the highs, but still pretty strong action out here. Part of the strength is due to the war raging on in Ukraine. The Russians have appointed a new general who's known for his brutality, so that certainly doesn't sound like a war that's going to end anytime soon. Beans were lower, and I think this is going to be in play most of the week here, is COVID is, you know, getting worse in China and not better. So that brings in the question, soybean demand, to some extent, corn demand out here. We keep hearing that the Chinese are short soybeans, but yet we haven't seen any real buying, and that may be because of the COVID situation there. Now, crude oil was down as much as $5.50 a barrel. Right now, it's down $3.50 a barrel. If we were to close under 92 cents, then I think we're going to see some more pressure in the crude oil market. As we look at the week, one thing that's going on out here is the Russians look to have selectively defaulted on some of their foreign debt. They offered to pay those debts in rubles. That idea was quickly rejected. But now they've got 30-day grace period to try to come up with the money, which looks like it'll be too tough because of the sanctions that are out there. Overall for the week, I would expect the pros looking to buy the breaks. As long as the weather remains iffy in corn and dry in the southern plains, you know, the pros will be looking to buy the breaks out here. So we need something to really be a game changer, either in weather turning really good, which we don't see, a lot of rains in the southern plains, which we don't see, a change of regime in Russia, which we don't see. So for the time being, it looks like, you know, buying the breaks has been the way to go, and I don't see really any reason to change that. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.